Good evening. This is Akashvani, and I'm Lalima Aneja Dang with the news at 9. The headlines. Top leaders of various political parties hold multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country for Lok Sabha polls. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds public meeting in West Bengal's Jalpaiguri and roadshow in Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh. TMC President Mamata Banerjee addresses election rally at Purulia in West Bengal. Withdrawal of candidature for second phase of elections ends tomorrow. Election Commission initiates several innovative campaigns on social media platforms to promote participation of young and urban voters in Lok Sabha polls. World Health Day being observed today, and in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeat Delhi Capitals by 29 runs in Mumbai. Match between Lucknow Super Giants and Gujarat Titans underway at Lucknow. Top leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country to garner support for their candidates in the Lok Sabha polls. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a public meeting at Jhumur of Dhupguri block of Jalpaiguri in West Bengal this afternoon. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi said he is working 24/7 to make the country a developed nation by 2047. He said the upcoming Lok Sabha elections are about a strong and stable government at the center.
ये चुनाव सिर्फ एक सांसद चुनने का चुनाव नहीं है ये सशक्त भारत के लिए एक सशक्त सरकार बनाने का चुनाव है जितनी मजबूत केंद्र सरकार होगी उतना मजबूत दुनिया का भारत पर भरोसा होगा.
Highlighting that India has become terror-free today, Prime Minister Modi said abrogation of Article 370 is a testimony to a terror-free Kashmir, which is the pride of India. He asserted that BJP-led NDA government's policies have made lives of poor easier. He accused the ruling TMC government of the state of putting obstacles on implementation of centre's welfare schemes for poor people. Mr. Modi said that INDIA bloc has no vision to lead the country. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held a public meeting in Purulia, Lok Sabha constituency, in support of party candidate Shanti Ram Mahato. She said Trinamool Congress is committed to the development of the state. Attacking the BJP, she alleged that under the Citizenship Amendment Act, people will be ousted from their homes. Prime Minister Modi also conducted a roadshow at Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh this evening. The roadshow, which started from Shaheed Bhagat Singh Chowk, covered a distance of more than a kilometre and ended at Adi Shankaracharya Chowk. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi addressed an election rally at Kunti Nagar in Bihar's Nawada Lok Sabha seat, which is going to the polls in the first phase on the 19th of this month. BJP President J.P. Nadda attended several election meetings across Tamil Nadu today. Speaking at Karur district, Mr. Nadda listed out the achievements of the NDA government during the past 10 years. He criticized the DMK and the Congress for encouraging dynastic politics, which was against democratic rule. In Kerala, BJP-led National Democratic Alliance, Congress-led United Democratic Front and the Left Parties-led Left Democratic Front are undertaking whirlwind statewide tour. BJP leader and Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis addressed media in Thiruvananthapuram today. He said the country has progressed immensely under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The withdrawal of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections ends tomorrow. Scrutiny of nominations for this phase was held on Friday, except in Jammu and Kashmir. Scrutiny in Jammu and Kashmir took place yesterday. Filing of nominations for the second phase ended on Thursday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls on the 26th of this month. The Haryana Lok Hit Party President Gopal Kanda has announced unconditional support to the BJP in the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. He said the Haryana Lok Hit Party will fully support the BJP Lok Sabha candidate from Sirsa, Ashok Tanwar. Congress today released a list of three candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Party has fielded Pradeep Biswas from Bangaon, Azhar Malik from Uluberia and Dr. Papiya Chakrabarty in Ghatal in West Bengal. Party also announced Anju Begum as its candidate for the by-poll to Bhaga Bangola Assembly constituency in West Bengal. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Bikaner Lok Sabha seat in Rajasthan. The state is going to polls in two phases on 19th and 26th of this month. The Bikaner parliamentary seat is among the 12 Lok Sabha constituencies of the state going to polls in the first phase on the 19th of April. Our correspondent has submitted this report.
Bikaner Lok Sabha constituency has been formed by combining 7 assembly constituencies of Bikaner district and Anupgarh assembly constituency. There are more than 20,48,000 voters in this constituency. From 1957 to 1971, a member of the Bikaner royal family, Karni Singh, was elected 4 times as an independent candidate. Film actor Dharmendra also represented this seat in 2004 from BJP. After delimitation in 2009, this seat has been reserved for scheduled caste. Since then, Arjun Ram Meghwal has won 3 times in a row as a BJP candidate. This time, a total of 9 candidates are in fray, including from BJP, Congress and Bahujan Samaj Party. BJP has once again reposed its faith in Arjun Ram Meghwal. He is facing a main challenge from Congress candidate Govind Ram Meghwal, who has also been a minister in the state government. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
The Election Commission of India, ECI, has initiated several innovative and unique campaigns on social media platforms to engage young and urban voters for enhanced participation in the upcoming elections. The poll body, through campaigns like Turning 18 and You Are the One, is employing tailored messaging strategy, incorporating compelling themes, collaboration with popular ECI icons and Gen Z content. The primary objective of ECI's Turning 18 campaign is to galvanize youngsters to participate in the upcoming elections and address critical issues of urban and youth apathy noticed in previous elections. On the other hand, You Are the One campaign aims to recognize and celebrate the invaluable contribution of various stakeholders involved in the electoral process. You must have seen during the election season, social media is flooded with people flaunting selfies under the title I Voted and showing their index fingers marked with indelible ink. This tiny mark, a symbol of democratic participation, holds a great role in ensuring the integrity of the electoral process. Listen to our correspondent's special story to know more about this.
Some 7 decades ago, when India just started having elections, there emerged a huge challenge. Some people were trying to cheat by voting more than once. The Election Commission scrambled for an immediate solution. They collaborated with the Union Law Ministry, National Physical Laboratory and National Research Development Corporation. Together, they came up with a solution that a public sector undertaking, Mysore Paints and Varnishes Limited or MPVL, will manufacture the voter sink. Initially, this sink was only used for elections like parliamentary and assembly elections. However, as time passed, its use expanded to include municipal municipal bodies and other elections, MPBL claims that their indelible ink is of high quality and dries quickly, in less than 40 seconds. Even if the ink touches the skin for just 1 second, it leaves a lasting mark. This ink is not just a mark, it shows how important it is to keep elections fair. This is Durgesh Bhadauria for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Tripura, a cyclothon for democracy, a right to vote program as a part of the voter awareness campaign was organized in Agartala today. About 100 cyclists joined the cycle ride and took part in the voter awareness drive. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has refuted the allegations of unlawful actions levelled against it over the arrest of two accused in West Bengal's Bhupati Nagar blast case yesterday. The agency said in a statement today that its actions were bona fide, lawful and legally mandated as part of its ongoing investigation into the heinous crime. It further added that the case is related to the fabrication of crude bombs that killed three persons in Narua Billa village in December 2022. The NIA reiterated that its team had come under violent attack by an unruly mob when they had gone to conduct searches in Narua Billa village in West Bengal yesterday. In some international news now, Israel has pulled its ground forces out of the southern Gaza Strip today in partial withdrawal. The move comes after 6 months of devastating war triggered by the terror attacks on Israel on the 7th of October last year by the Palestinian group Hamas. The military, however, said that a significant force will keep operating elsewhere in the besieged Palestinian territory, able to conduct precise intelligence-based operations. As new truce talks are due to be held in Cairo, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there will be no ceasefire without the return of hostages. Netanyahu stressed that Israel is ready for a deal, but not ready to surrender. Well, the World Health Day is being observed today to raise awareness for healthy lifestyles and universal healthcare access. The theme this year is My Health, My Right, highlighting the importance of quality health services, education and prevention of non-communicable diseases. Speaking to Akashvani News, Professor in AIIMS, Delhi, Dr. Reema Dada said that key changes in lifestyle and adoption of practices such as yoga can help beat lifestyle diseases.
आजकल जो अधिकतर हेल्थ प्रॉब्लम्स देखी जा रही हैं वो लाइफस्टाइल डिजीजेस हैं जो हमारे खराब जीवन शैली से होती हैं. एक तो गलत खान पान जैसे डाइट है जो एक बहुत इन्फ्लेमेटरी डाइट है जिसमें चीनी शुगर सॉल्ट ज्यादा है ट्रांसफैट ज्यादा है बहुत डीप फ्राइड है अल्ट्रा प्रोसेस्ड फूड है तो इन सब कारण हमारा खान पान बिगड़ गया है. स्मोकिंग एल्कोहल कंजम्पशन बहुत मानसिक तनाव अब जो डिजीजेज हमारे को हो रही हैं वो ये हमारे खराब जीवन शैली के कारण है. अगर उनको ये जागरूकता दी जाए कि अगर हम ऐसे अपनी जीवन शैली सुधारें तो कई रोग होंगे ही नहीं.
Well, on to sports news now. Cricket. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Delhi Capitals by 29 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians posted 234 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Delhi Capitals failed to achieve the target of 235 runs, posting 205 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. The match between Lucknow Super Giants and Gujarat Titans is underway in Lucknow. Opting to bat first, Lucknow were 161 for 5 in 19 overs when reports last came in. The Indian men's hockey team lost to Australia 2-4 in the second test of the five-match series in Perth today. Yesterday, the visitors went down against the hosts 1-5. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Top leaders of various political parties hold multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country for Lok Sabha polls. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds public meeting in West Bengal's Jalpaiguri and roadshow at Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh. TMC President Mamata Banerjee addresses election rally at Purulia in West Bengal. Withdrawal of candidature for second phase of election ends tomorrow. Election Commission initiates several innovative campaigns on social media platforms to promote participation of young and urban voters in Lok Sabha polls. World Health Day being observed today, and in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeat Delhi Capitals by 29 runs in Mumbai. Match between Lucknow Super Giants and Gujarat Titans underway at Lucknow. Well, that's all we have for you at News at 9. Good night.